More than 30 foreigners have been kidnapped in the Niger Delta since the start of the month, a dramatic upsurge in attacks on oil facilities and workers so far this year. Most of those seized have been released. The Wetland Region's high-profile armed group, the Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, attacked three oil pipelines Tuesday in a renewed campaign to cripple the Nigerian oil industry. Ibiba Don Pedro, a newspaper editor in the main oil city of Port Harcourt, where most of the current violence had been centered, says the petroleum-producing territory is fast slipping into anarchy.
We are moving firmly, beginning from River State, in the direction of Somalia, where you have warlords controlling sections of River State. That's where we're going. I can tell you that with everything I've seen, with everything I've observed, and perhaps in the next 2-3 years, it's going to, blow out, and you're going to have a totally lawless. River State is the capital of the oil industry in the country.
Rich in oil reserves, the Niger Delta has long become a battleground for militants who claim to be fighting for a larger share of the country's oil wealth for local people and armed groups out to make ransom money. Pedro draws a correlation between recent elections and a spiraling violence, noting that politicians have longed armed groups in the region.
It's such a confused mess, really, much of what's happening. You have people who are supposed to be like militants in the creeks who were helping the PDP carry ballot boxes, intimidate people in Okrika, in Port Harcourt. They were at the center of the burning of the police stations and all of that. I learned that authoritatively only 2 days ago.
The kidnapped Americans were part of a group of workers laying pipelines for U.S. contractor Global Industries, working for oil giant Chevron at its Okan oil field in southern Nigeria. Thousands of foreign oil workers have been evacuated from Nigeria because of militants' attacks since February 2006. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.